Time now for We're Bigger Than You Think, a weekly conversation on the dynamic real estate market in York County and the Two Carolinas, presented by ReinhartRealty.com.
Jay Reinhart, we have a couple of interesting statistics. Housing inventory in York County is way, 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 way down. And the interest rates, according to Freddie Mac, are at the highest they've been in 23 years. So how do those two play together?
It's an interesting play, Manning, because we're having a hard time with people divorcing their mortgage. They're saying, wait a minute, I can't sell my house because I have a 2% mortgage. Well, you're going to have to break that thought process because life happens and there are reasons for making changes. There could be just individual changes like I no longer need 3,500 square feet. I'd rather go to a two-bedroom, one-bath unit. I don't want to cut grass anymore. There's all kinds of things that make you enter into a marketplace where there's low inventory. Also, low inventory protects my upside in the purchase price. So as a seller, I'm putting it on and most likely I'm going to sell for close to my asking price as long as I'm not overpricing the house. Now, the interest rate is going to put some pressure on kind of what I call the middle band of our market, which would be $400,000 up to about $900,000 in purchase price. We're seeing maybe some downward pressure on prices in that marketplace.
But I would think with such a small inventory of available housing that the interest rate factor would be secondary.
It's secondary in both the low end and the high end, but in that middle end where it's collared and people a lot of times have two jobs to afford the house, yep, we're seeing some downward pricing there.
Interesting times that we're living in, Jay.
That's right, Manning. That's why you need a Reinhart Realtor.
Join us Thursdays for We're Bigger Than You Think, presented by ReinhartRealty.com. Trustworthy, reliable real estate services locally, across the nation, across the globe.